We ended off last time in the middle of the first parak, and we had just quoted the Gemara in Kiddushin that laments the fact that we have to make a living. That having a parnasa, of course, is a big bracha, but the fact that we need a parnasa is actually a bit of a tragedy. And the Gemara said in Kiddushin Pei Beis Amid Beis that have you ever seen an animal have to work hard for its parnasa? Did you ever see a lion that was a porter? Or did you ever see a tzvi? Did you ever see a deer that had to work in the summer months drying out figs and bringing them out to the field and bringing them into the house? Did you ever see a fox that needed to open up a business, a store? So the Maharal, Kedarko B'Kodesh, again, always very insightful and always very precise, the Maharal says it's not by chance that Chazal chose these three examples. The Ari, the Tzvi, and the Shu'al. The lion, the deer, and the fox. Says the Maharal, V'zochar gimel dvarim ki ba'odam gimel dvarim. And this is something we find very, very often in the Maharal. Again, as we learn more, we'll become more familiar with his terminology. But what the Maharal refers to as ha'guf v'ha'nefesh v'ha'secha. Again, using the terminology we used last time, guf obviously means the body. Nefesh means the nefesh, again, in sort of Maharal language and certainly in Tanya language, is what we call the nefesh habahamis, the lower, more animalistic soul. And then the seichel is the neshama, the higher level of intellect that sets us apart. So says the Maharal, why do we mention the case of a lion, the case of a deer, and the case of a shu'al? It corresponds to these three madregos, three levels within human beings, guf, nefesh, and seichel. And a person, of course, uses each of them in order to sustain himself. Continuing on the top of page, Peites, it's not a maila to use your body to make a living. It's certainly not a maila to use your nefesh to make a living. And it's certainly not a maila to use your seichel to make a living. Right? That guf was not given to you to be able to provide for yourself, your nefesh was not given to you to provide for yourself, and certainly your neshama was not meant to be channeled towards making a very fine living. That's certainly not its purpose in this world. Again, v'amar ki ein shleimus ha'adn b'mashu meshamish l'tzorach parnasasom. Hein begufo, hein benafsho, hein besichlo. Hashem did not give you your guf or your nefesh or your seichel for you to use your kochos of guf, nefesh, and seichel to make a living. The lion is going to correspond to the body, the tzvi is going to correspond to the nefesh, and the fox, the shu'al, is going to correspond to the seichel. So let's see one by one. The lion, a lion has a very strong body, as is well known, the very nature of a lion. And yet the lion does not use its strength for its parnasa. Now you'll ask a simple question, you'll say, that's not true. The lion very much uses its strength in order to feed itself and to sustain itself and to hunt. The nature of the Ari, as the Maharal himself writes elsewhere, is that it's toref bakol, that it has the ability to attack and to tear anything and any other creature apart. But the point that the Maharal is making, and it's really rooted in his diuk in the Gemara, because the Gemara that we started with, again, the Gemara we learned last time in Kiddushin, the Lashon of the Gemara is that, well, animals which are less than human beings are misparnesim shelo bitsa'ar. The lion has much more strength than it needs in order to be able to sustain itself. It's true, will the lion sometimes take on a fierce enemy and fight and use its brute strength in order to win, so to speak? Yes. The lion will sometimes treat itself to a nice meal. But the lion certainly doesn't need to be matriach itself, to work particularly hard, to use its guf to sustain itself. Lachein ein lachshov masha osa ha'adam begufa hu shleimus lo. So if the lion, an animal which is less than a human being, doesn't need to use its strength that was given to it is not for its purpose, so to speak, so all the more so a person. Sharei bali chayim lo nimtza davar zeh shiyat tzarech elav. Ukeneged koach hanafshi. And corresponding to, from guf, now we go to nefesh, corresponding to nefesh, sha'atnua hi min ha'nefesh, that movement comes from the soul. Again, it's an idea the Maharal explains in many places. that to the degree that a person is moving around, it's hard to be sichli. It's really a Gemara in Maseches Eruvin. The Gemara in Eruvin says that Torah is not found by people who are always busy traveling on business trips. Lo mi'eir le'yami, a person who is always on a flight crossing over the ocean on business is not going to be so successful in Torah. And the Maharal explains very simply why that's so. He writes in the Nesiv HaTorah, the reason that's so is because, again, we have opposing forces within ourselves. So if I'm using my mind, if I'm using my seichel, if I'm using my neshama, that means I have to lessen the use of my body. So if my body is very active, it's hard for my mind to have the clarity to chap a daf a gemara. But if I lessen the movement of my body, so then I'm able to open up my neshama, I'm able to open up my seichel. So therefore, corresponding to nefesh, which again means the animal soul, we have tnua, which comes from the nefesh. Movement comes from the nefesh. As opposed to the ari, which represented the brute strength of the guf, nefesh, movement, corresponds to the tzvi, a very swift animal. Al ze amar shehatzvi sheyesh bo mehiras hatnua ma'od, harei yesh lo koach ze biyoser. The tzvi represents, again, an abundance of movement. In fact, we know from Pirkei Avos, have a ratz katzvi, to run like a deer. Right? The tzvi is known for its swiftness, its movement, it's able to travel great distances very quickly. But again, if the tzvi has much more speed than it needs to sustain itself, right? So then again, it must not be that that's the essence of its existence. And again, the kal v'chomer we have to make each step of the way is, so kal v'chomer, my goal in life is not to be fast, is not to travel to a lot of places, is not to always be on the move. Right? The tzvi doesn't need to use its full speed in order to, again, to make a living, so to speak, to sustain itself. And therefore the Gemara said, Lo re'isi tzvi kayitz. I have not seen a tzvi that's involved in drying out figs, which takes place in the kayitz in the summer. I never saw a tzvi running around. And again, there's a lot of running to be able to bring the pigs out to the field in the right time, to bring them in the right time. To bring things in the house. But I never saw a tzvi who would be really good at that. I never saw a deer involved in that. So it must be that that's not the essence of the deer. Alachas kama v'kama, that's not the essence of a person. Ukineged haschal, corresponding to the third dimension of a human being, which is the nefesh elokis, the seichel. So we have the third animal from the Gemara in Kedushin, Amar lo ra'isi shu'al chenvani. I never saw a fox that ran a store. Now the fox is considered, from the Gemara we know in Maseches Brachos Samach Aleph, to be the smartest, the cleverest of all the animals. Ki ha'shu'al hazeh yesh bo chochma mikol chayos asada. The fox is very creative, very clever. The fox could probably make a pretty penny on Wall Street. Right? And yet, the fox doesn't do that. Ve'ein meshamish b'koach zel etzarech parnasaso. Lios chenvani balmasu matan. You never had a fox as your stockbroker. Right? So it must be, maybe you did. Elliot's smiling. Okay, maybe you did. You know, it depends, I guess, how you look at your stockbroker. Yeah, but you never had an actual fox as your stockbroker, or your lawyer for that matter. Right? So it must be that what the Gemara is emphasizing is that even these animals which have the ultimate expression on a certain level, of the guf, of the nefesh, of the seichel, and yet they don't use it for those things, because it's not necessary. So all the more so, it can't be the defining characteristic of a human being. V'kevin shelo nimtza b'bali chayim, sheyishamshu b'kochos elu l'tzarech parnasasan. So if animals don't use these things, if it's not used by animals for their parnasa, im kein masha adam paol b'koach gufo, Vizeyas apo, vinose masa godul etzarech panasaso. Nusa, why is it that we're so busy schlepping and doing and working so hard, schwitzing to make a living? It must be that it's nothing to brag about. It must be that it's nothing to be overly proud about. It's a responsibility. It's a curse, as we're about to see, that goes back to Gan Eden. But the fact that you work more hours, that you bill more hours, just means that you're more cursed. You're more of a slave. One of the tzaddikim of Vizhnitz said the same thing about clothing. You know, people sometimes become very, very obsessive with their clothing and their style, and they become very, very busy with their clothing. But clothing itself is a curse. Let's not forget what happened in Gan Eden. There was a time where we didn't wear clothing. It was only after the embarrassment of Adam and Chava eating from the Eitz Hadas Tov Ra that they entered into a world of clothing. So it's a curse, so it's nothing to flaunt. It's like a person who wants, you know, who's wearing the garments of a prisoner, right? But they want designer brands. It's an absurdity. So the vision of the Rebbe said, it's the same thing, you know, with clothing, and it's the same thing Maral is saying with Parnassa. It's nothing to be overly proud of. Ein ze mitzad shleimus ha'adam. It is not an expression of the wholesomeness of a person. Sharei ein tzorach davar ze lebalei chayim, because even animals don't need to get involved in this way. Sheim yoser pachos min ha'adam, and animals are certainly less, again, in the hierarchy of the Bria, than human beings. And therefore this difficult reality came about simply because of our sins. And therefore it's nothing, again, that we want to be too busy with. And the fact that we're so busy, sometimes day and night, being involved in our business pursuits, and we're chasing like that deer that's always on the run, and we use not only our bodies, but we put some of our spirit into it. Again, we're talking about the nefesh, which is the lower of the two souls within man. But nonetheless, the fact that we put our soul into it, again, says the Maharal, right over here on the page for those who lost the place, this is certainly not an expression, again, of the wholesomeness of man. Because again, even the animals realize that they don't need to be as busy in this inyan as they would in theory be capable of doing a really fine job. And certainly don't waste your seichel, don't waste your nefesh alokis on your parnasa. Again, even the fox, which is very smart, doesn't bother to open a store because he's happy with less. He doesn't need to waste his energies in that way. So therefore, human beings and Jews, as we'll see, that distinction will be made in the coming days. The quality, the grandeur, the greatness of being a human being, that by definition has to be greater than an animal. There must be certain activities, behaviors that will define us, and it's not making a living. It's not getting a job at a particular, you know, firm. Ein pu'ulos ha'miyuchados ha'heim pu'ulos she'heim ha'malachos v'abinyanim ki davar zeh eino lo l'shleimus. This is not, again, the wholesomeness of man. Rak l'chisaron u'lepechisus b'shvil shechata v'nasa bal chisaron. It's all because we messed up in Gan Eden that we're forced to work. B'zeh asapecha tocha lechem. But don't forget for a second, says the Maharal, it's a curse. And this is not who you are. V'lekach sarach l'chol ha'dvar me'elu. Therefore, we need to do these things. But again, it's not who we are. V'kvar be'arnu ki'i efshar. So now let's go back to what we learned last time. If you remember, we learned last time, ki'i efshar shelo yihyu la'adam pu'ulos. Hashar heim misyachsim el nafsho, hashar yesh lo nefesh alokis. We explained last time that everything in the Bria has certain activities which are the true expression of its purpose in the world. Just like we explained that the nature of fire is to produce heat, and the nature of water is to cool. Right? So what is the nature of a person? Even animals, the Gemara is highlighting, who have tremendous kochos, are not meant to use their kochos for parnasa. Alachas kama v'kama, that's not going to be the defining nature of who you are. Like I told you the story last time from the Brisker Rav, to that lawyer, you're not a lawyer, that's not who you are. You have to answer the question, what do you do with your life? Ma malachtecha? The answer is, ivri anochi, I'm a Jew. So the question of what is the purpose of my nefesh alokis, says the Maharal, im kain. Nishara Hashela, therefore the question remains, Eza heima pu'ulos hamiyuchados lo, hamisyachsos el ma'alaso b'mash yesho nefesh sichli. So us, human beings, Jews, endowed with a chelak elokal mimal, again to borrow the pasuk in Eov that the Tanya quotes at the beginning of his sefer. So what is this nefesh sichli? What's its purpose? Lo yishar lomar. It would be unreasonable to assume, right? Raki v'ulos hamesiachsos almalas. Sorry, let's try that line again. Let's go back. So again, v'im kain nishar hashela eizahim apulos hamiyuchados lo hamesiachsos almalaso b'mashiyesh lo nefesh sichli. Right. So therefore, we are forced to say lo yishaer lo mar. It's reasonable to say Raki apu'ulos hamisyachsos el mailos nafsho, heim apu'ulos ha'elokios, veheim mitzvos ha'torah. It must be that there's a category of things that we're supposed to do that define our essence, and it must be godly activities that correspond to the godly soul. In other words, the mitzvos of the Torah. Veheim heim yuchadim ala adam lefi mailas nafsho ha'elokis. And these are unique to a person because of the fact that we're made in the image of Hashem. And this is who we are, this is what we're supposed to be. We'll see later on in the Sefer, we'll discuss later on, how mitzvahs do that. I mean, what is it about mitzvahs that allow us to cling to Hashem? How do mitzvahs help us to elevate ourselves above our chumrius, above our physicality? Again, to use Maharal terminology, to become more nivdal, more abstract, more elevated, more transcendent. But it's clear to us that our purpose is rooted in Torah and mitzvos and not in making a fine living. V'im tish'al v'tomar, and if you'll ask further, im kein, a very simple question, hare kol ha'pu'ulos ha'miyuchados l'chol echad v'echad min ha'nevraim ha'pu'ulos mischaivos mimenu me'atzmo. Until this point, we understood there was a certain naturalness by which each thing in the Bria carried out its mission. So fire doesn't have to work hard to be hot. That's its very nature. And water, which he said was an expression of coldness, it's natural for a water to be cool. It's natural for a lion to be strong and for a deer to be swift. So why is it? What's wrong with us? As I once saw in the name of a certain tzaddik, you know, a banana doesn't have a crisis being a banana. Right? A banana never wakes up one day and says, why am I a banana? I want to be an apple. And yet human beings, we're so fickle, we're so shallow, we're always second-guessing ourselves. Who am I? What am I? Right? What's my purpose? I go through a midlife crisis, and then I try to overcompensate for, you know, by buying myself a flashy car, and it never satisfies that craving. So what is it about human beings that we become so unnatural in carrying out the essence of our mission? Again, im tishal v'tomer, if you'll ask the question, hare kol ha'pu'ulos ha'miyuchadim l'chol echad ve'echad min ha'nevraim, ha'pu'ulos mischayvim imenu me'atzmo, ve'enu mishana pu'ulosav. It never gets lost along the way. It doesn't stray. Like the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Daf Mem Beis, and we say it when we recite Kiddush Levana, we say about the heavenly hosts, shelo yishanu es tafkidam. They never change their tafkid. They know what they're supposed to do, and they do it. The sun knows what it's supposed to do, and it does it. The stars know what it's supposed to do, and it does it. So what's wrong with the highest ranking creation in the Bria, human beings, all the more so Klal Yisrael, that sometimes we get so confused of what our mission is? It should be so obvious to us, Torah and mitzvos. Seichel. The Seichel demands it. V'lama lo nimtso gam kein pu'ulos ha'lokios heim ha'mitzvos min ha'odem mi'atzmo. So why do mitzvot sometimes become such a struggle for us? So says the Maharal, you know that this is not a question. We all know the answer to the question. Davar zeh ein she'ela. This is not a question at all. Ki emroi she'yeh elu ha'pu'ulos ba'os min ha'adam. While it's true that it should come from a person in the most simple and natural way, but there's something called the Yetzer. Hello, Yetzer hara shabara ba'adam hu meviu el ha'pu'ulos haros. The Yetzer hara causes us to get lost. And you're going to see, the more Maharal you learn, the more you'll see it. Maharal holds stark by this. The Maharal says when a Jew does an Aveira, there's something super unnatural about it. It is something mikra, it is happenstance, it's a freak accident. It's so far from a true expression of who you are. It's rooted in one of my favorite Gemaras, the Gemara in Brachos Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, that says that when Rav Alexander used to finish davening Shmona Esrei, he would say the following tefillah, and I think it's one of the deepest tefillahs. It actually has a lot to do with Lag BaOmer, maybe for another time. Rav Alexander used to say, Ribon HaOlam, Master of the Universe, you know full well that my desire is to do your desire. Hashem, you know my pintaliyid in my heart of hearts, I want nothing other than to be an Eved Hashem. But what gets in the way? Two things. Se'or Shebe'isa, the leaven in the dough, which of course is a code word for the Yetzirah in my heart, and Shibud Malchus, the fact that we're living under foreign rule. Those are the things that stop me from being the best Jew I can be. So says the Maharal, the natural state which we're trying to get to, and we can get to if we stay focused, if we can push the Yetzirah aside, it is so natural for a Jew to what? To want to just chase Torah and mitzvos. But we get lost. The Yetzirah gets these crazy ideas in our head. And next thing you know, our whole life is defined by how much money you make and how big your house is and what type of parnassa you have. And that's all a curse. It's a klala. It's to be as minimal as possible, just to pas melech tocha, like it says in Pirkei Avos. That's the goal, to be able to put bread on the table, to have water to drink. And it was with this that Moshe Rabbeinu rebuked Klal Yisrael. As again, we'll see in the upcoming Prakim and Perek Dalet, he'll explain this. But the idea is, Va'omer ha'azinu ha'shamayim va'adabera. Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, look to the heavens, ha'azinu ha'shamayim va'adabera. What can we learn by looking up to the heavens? As I'll explain in the coming Prakim, he says, lahodiyah she'ein ze lefi haseder klal. Take a lesson from the sun, take a lesson from the moon, take a lesson from the stars. Look how lost you are. The sun is so loyal to Hashem. It does its job. It rises in the right spot and it sets in the right spot. The stars maintain their positioning in the constellations. Right? The heavenly rotations of the heavenly spheres, it's all precise. I can calculate every 28 years, Birchas HaChames, the sun gets back to its original position of creation. And you get so lost. So Moshe says to Klal Yisrael, Hazino Shamayim, take a lesson from the heavens. This is not normal for you to do averas. Ein ze lefi seder klal. Ki lefi haseder asichli, because if you keep your head on straight, roi sheyeschayvu apu'ulos min kol nivra v'nivra, kefi masha ro'oi. Just like fire is hot, and that's its natural state, a Jew should be Torah and Mitzvos. V'la odem shenafsho alokis sichlis, Roy lo pu'ulos miyuchadim vein pu'ulos ha-mitzvos shabbatora. Rakia yetzer hara ma'akiv. But the Yetzirah, unfortunately, very much gets in our way. I want to just end in the footnotes of this edition, again, that I'm using, the Machon Yerushalayim edition, with Rabbi Hartman's footnotes. He quotes two very important Ma'ir Makomos. They're famous ones, but they're very important ones. He quotes the Ramban and the Nefesh HaChaim. The Ramban writes in Chumash Bereishis in Perek Beis, the Ramban says that really Adam Kodem Achet was this way. It's a big shaila, how did Adam even sin? If mitzvos were so natural to Adam before he ever sinned, so how did he sin? And the answer really is, and there's different ways to explain this, but the basic yesod is that Adam chose to sin. He wasn't really tempted by the Nachash. He chose to sin because he thought it was too easy. It was almost too natural to do mitzvos. It was too easy to choose God. And Adam HaRishon wanted a challenge. So Adam HaRishon accepted a challenge, and the way that Adam accepted a challenge was by choosing to do an Avera, as the Nefesh HaChaim explains, by doing that he brought the Yetzirah into his heart, and now he's on the battlefield. Until then it was very easy to always choose God. Adam invited, so to speak, and it was a bad mistake. It was a holy mistake, but it was a bad mistake. He invited the Yetzirah, so to speak, into him. Amazing. The Nachash and Gan Eden was outside of him. Our Yetzirah is inside of us. That all changed, says the Nefesh HaChaim in Shar Aleph and Perek Vav, with the moment of the Chet Eitz Hadas. But again, the Maharal is going to speak Barichas and very, very clearly and strongly that the Avoda of a Jew is again to get back to that natural state of Torah and Mitzvos. That's what the Seichel of a Jew is Mechayev. That's the way that it's supposed to be. I want to just conclude with one final thought, and that's from Rav Moshe Feinstein in Parsha Shemos. In the Darash Moshe and Parsha Shemos, we know Ve'ele Shemos B'nei Yisrael, and Rashi comments, just like Hashem counts the stars by name, Elu Shemos B'nei Yisrael, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enumerates the Jewish people by name, Elu Shemos B'nei Yisrael. Just like each star is put in its place and taken out by name, so too the Jewish people are compared to the stars. What is this comparison of Klal Yisrael to the stars? And it appears in quite a few places. So Moshe Feinstein writes in Darash Moshe, Parsha Shemos, on page 37, that just like a star, again, always does its avoda, so too it's possible for a person, for a Jew, to be like a star. To not have to struggle, to not have to grapple, to not always have to drag myself out of bed in the morning to get ready for the opportunity to daven and to put on tefillin. To not find it difficult to count down those moments till Shabbos is over so I can turn my cell phone on and check what's happening in the world. My mitzvos are supposed to be the greatest pleasure and the greatest joy and the most natural expression of who we are. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want you to be like a star. I want you again, look to Hazinu, it's the same Yisod, Hazinu HaShamayim Va'adabera. Look to the heavens and take a lesson from the stars above and be the Jew that you're supposed to be. Okay, we'll stop here for tonight. Mirtz Hashem will pick up Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Thank you all for joining. Don't forget to daven Maariv.